Okay, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our work study meeting. And we will begin with our budget presentation number 3. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to budget presentation number 3. We all second?
Yep.
Okay. So, everybody, a school budget has to balance. Your expenditures, you need to have revenues to pay those expenses. So our revenues are state aid, fund balance, and the tax levy. That's our allowable revenue. How much can we levy in taxes? How much are we going to get state aid? And how much fund balance do we have? Versus what are our projected expenditures for the next year? So in talking about the 22-23 draft budget, the governor put out her aid proposal, and the estimated state aid increase for this year and next year is $494,653 or 4.95%. The majority of that aid is in foundation aid, 3% of that, and then services aid, which is your transportation and your BOCES aid. The state budget is going to be adopted on April 1st. So all numbers at this point are based on the governor's budget and they're subject to change. In addition to state aid and real property taxes, our budget also has revenues for pilot money, payments in lieu of taxes, the Argyle Theater, a transfer in from debt service, which I've talked about in my last two budget presentations, which allows us to go out with a 0% tax increase, and other miscellaneous fees and revenues of $529,988. This is the tax cap that I'll be filing tomorrow with the state. This shows that a 0% increase in the levy from year to year. So the levy will remain the same, 0% increase. This is a snapshot of the reserves, which I've also talked about, the district's overall fund balance as of June 30th, 2021 and 2020. The district has a workers' comp reserve, a reserve for the employee's retirement system, a TRS reserve, a reserve for employee benefits, which is your compensated absences, a 2015 capital reserve, which is approved by the voters, and a 2017 capital reserve. So this snapshot here doesn't include encumbrances that we carry over from year to year, but we were able to refund our reserves, you'll see, in 2021. Due to various circumstances related to COVID-19 and aid withholdings and budgeted state aid. The final payment was made on the 2011 refunding bond during the current year. We continue to pay down principal as well as interest on the 2002 and 2013 bond at a cost of $1,910,000 in principal and $315,000 in interest, and you'll see that in the 2023 budget. So this 22-23 budget includes an estimated 7% increase in healthcare costs, the teacher's retirement system costs. The rate estimated for this year is 10.29%. Last year, the 21-22 rate was 9.8%, so that's a slight increase. The employee's retirement system rate of 16% remains pretty stable. It's actually down 0.1% from last year. So when you budget for this, salaries go up and the rate goes up. So you have to take both those into account. Transportation costs, we have an estimated 4.7% increase. That is based on information. We've gone out for an RFP, so that allows for any cost increase should we have to switch transportation companies. So what do we not know at this time? We don't know if there are going to be any teachers' retirements effective June 30th, 2022. We won't know that for another couple of weeks. Whether we'll receive any additional state aid from the state adoption of their budget on or about April 1st, 2022. Whether there's any unforeseen special education and ENL, ELL, mandated services or needs, associated transportation needs for that, and any COVID-related mandates. Let's hope those are coming to an end. So the state requires us to present a budget in three different components. There's an administrative component, there's a program component, and there's a capital component. Tonight, I just want to review the administrative component, where it stands at this moment. So these are the administrative component codes, plan operations, maintenance, central services, and operations codes. So the administration component is made up of various codes that the state requires us to classify expenditures by. That's Board of Education codes, district clerk, district meeting, chief school administration, superintendent's office, business administration, auditing, legal, personnel and human resources management, and public information. So you'll see this slide covers codes 1010, 1040, and 1060, which is Board of Education, district clerk, and district leader. You'll see that our estimated proposed budget for 22-23 is a decrease from the 21-22 budget. We will be eliminating the district clerk stipend. Whoever is hired for the position of in the superintendent's office, it'll be no longer a stipend associated with that. The next code 1240, is the Chief School Administration and Services Code. This is basically superintendent salaries, any longevity, and various other miscellaneous copying machines, that sort of stuff that relates to the superintendent's office. You'll see there's a slight increase over the prior year. That is an estimate based on the retirement superintendent. There's also a decrease. That is due to in the salary code. Every other code is pretty much consistent from the previous year. Wow. Okay, business administration auditing services, codes 1310, 1320, and 1325. So you'll see a decrease in this code also. We have eliminated the stipend for extra classroom activity funds because that work is done by our new accounts payable person. We have eliminated a treasurer stipend because we hired a treasurer who handles all sorts of responsibilities and no extra stipend related to that. This is all the salaries of everybody in the business office, payroll, purchasing, accounts payable, district treasurer. We have external auditors, internal auditors, and a claims auditor. All those expenditures come out of here. Our expenditures for our appraisal, our calculation, and our actual reports that we need for our year-end numbers, like other quotes and funds benefits come out of here. Regular supplies and stuff for the business office. So you'll see there's a decrease in that. There's a slight increase in this area 1420, 1430, and 1480. This is legal, personnel, and public information. In the personnel area, that's a lot of us can go see is certification, employee EAP program, legal expenditures, and salaries for our personnel department, which is in the business office. So on your plant operations, maintenance, and central services, we have various codes. We have custodial operations, 1620, maintenance operations, 1621, central printing and data, 1670-1680, and other miscellaneous codes such as your insurance, school association dues, BOCES. We have to pay a capital fee to BOCES, and that's codes 1910, 1920, and 1981. So you'll see an increase in custodial operations where we stand right now. That increase is related to estimated salary increases for unsettled contracts. There are two custodians that were hired for COVID that were paid for by grants that are now in the general fund, and that's subject to change as well. There are increases in your We had a contract for garbage services with the village that went up this year. We had quite a bit of savings for that over the year, so that went up a little bit. So this is all your salaries and your electric and gas. There's an increase in that this year estimated. Postage, we have fuel, water, repairs and maintenance, that kind of stuff. That's all in this area, 1620 and 1621. You see a slight decrease in this area, maintenance operation. Not enough fuel. Central printing and data services, those increases are in the BOCES area based on estimates and prior year costs. And this is your 1910, 1920, and 1981 miscellaneous insurance codes, school associates, and BOCES capital fees. And you'll see an increase in that area. And the BOCES fees come from BOCES. They give us their estimated costs for that area. There's an estimated increase in insurance based on past history and what we anticipate that being. That is also in this year. That's our general insurance, our student accident insurance, that kind of stuff. So this draft budget that we're striving to get to is $56,995,817. It's a 1.03% increase over the current year's budget. So we're waiting for, as more information comes available, this draft is going to undergo modifications between now and when we adopt it on April 11, 2022. This is a snapshot of how Babylon compares to Long Island and Suffolk County on our budget-to-budget increase and our tax levy increase. And you'll see we're usually on the low side, 21-22, the year we're in now. We had a 1.46 budget increase. Long Island's average was 2.91%, and Suffolk County was 2.92%. We came in with a 1.28% tax levy increase, when the average on Long Island was 1.38% and 1.41% for Suffolk County. And we have a lot of public support. You can see our approval on the budget last year was 77.5%, and we really appreciate that. So our overall goal is to promote a proposed budget that supports our students' academic, social, emotional, athletic, artistic, extracurricular, and technological needs while delivering a fiscally responsible budget to all voters. So on the March 14th meeting, we'll talk about athletics and transportation. March 28th, we'll talk about instruction, special education, and technology. April 11th is the adoption of the budget and the property tax report card. May 9th will be our annual budget hearing, and May 17th is our annual budget hearing. Thank you.
Okay, so I just want to clarify before we take questions on the budget tonight. We have to come in as a district with a budget amount of $56,995,817. That's our magic number for the budget. That's a 0% tax levy increase for our residents. And that's great news. So if you're talking budget to budget, or simply put dollars to dollars, it's a 1.03% dollar to dollar increase, but 0% for the taxpayers in the levy. Okay. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So we are still developing, we've developed the proposed budget, but we have a small little gap that we're still dealing with. As Ms. Mineta said, we don't know yet fully all retirements that are set to come in. We also anticipate additional state aid. So this budget is still a work in progress, but we are very confident that we'll go out with a 0% tax levy increase for our taxpayers, okay? So we're right there, we're almost right there, which is good.
So before we see if anybody from the audience has questions, is anyone on the board?
Sure. That's a good question. So Ms. Lynetta, I know you mentioned some of the stipends were eliminated, and you said that's because those duties and responsibilities that were previously paid as an extra activity and now just incorporate the job description.
Yes, correct. So it was the extra class and activity fund. Ms. Burke used to do that with an extra stipend. Okay. Now Florence is doing that as part of her job duties. And then Donna Leica would get a stipend to be the treasurer, and now we just hired a treasurer, and that's just overall one step. Mm-hmm.
And not to have it right with you, but the garbage services increased, was it substantial or?
Yes, it went from like $18,000 right to $30,000. Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of years, it was really, really low. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Rossi went over and met with the village. They were nice enough to give us a gradual increase this year because we didn't budget for the increase this year. So this budget includes the increase for next year.
And that should stay. It shouldn't be going up. Then I feel like that 5-year grace period where it goes up.
Yeah, no, it's the same.
When we did an analysis to go out with a private company, it was much more than what the village is able to offer us. So we were happy to have, you know, continue that partnership with our village partners.
Mm-hmm. And we still get some kind of benefit too, right? Because it's shared services.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's goodwill benefit, let's put it that way. We don't get a monetary benefit, but it is a goodwill benefit between two municipalities.
Okay. And the amount we're saving over. We would be paying more, so we're saving that money still. It's just a little more than has been in the past.
Thank you.
Yeah, the controller's office actually looks very favorably in that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
Does anyone have questions on the budget? From the audience or?
Yes?
Good evening, this is Angela Campagna.
Okay, Mrs. Campagna?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hang on.
Please.
Hello? Why is my microphone not working? Hello? No, I unmuted myself. Hello?
Our future board meetings, our next regularly scheduled meeting is going to be Monday, March 14th, 7:30, at the library. And our work study will be Monday, March 28th, also at 7:30. May I have a motion to adjourn? Second, that is no essay. All in favor? Have a good evening, everyone.
Well, that's.